Morning, everyone. This might pop if I lift it up. Hold on. Not too bad. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We also celebrate Father's Day today. They call this the preacher's nightmare, trying to draw out the deep and essential truths of the Holy Trinity. It's something even St. Thomas Aquinas would write volumes about. But I think it can be easy if we look at it in a certain perspective. Now, I can remember when my brother Joey died, 21 years old, very close to him. And obviously a very difficult time for us. But I do remember during that time, he passed away when I was in seminary, I remember drawing close to Jesus. My brother, my friend. I needed a brother during that time. I still had two other brothers, but there was still that void, right? And God provided. God provided. That brother that you can, just be yourself with, for instance. And that beckons you to draw the best out of yourself and roots you on, and knows you inside and out, okay? Those when you're trying to pass something off that you're not, and calls you on it, right? I mean, it was an amazing time of drawing near to Jesus, my brother and my friend. But of recent years, I've drawn very close to God the Father. Why? Well, my dad passed away a few years ago. I think a lot of you might remember Dad. He's just a great man of joy. Odd times, if he was standing out in the narthex, people would come up to him and say, "Hello, Mr. Heilman," and he'd just grab him and start doing the polka with him, That was Dad. Just filled with joy. But he was a guy that really understood what the essence of life was all about. And he was a good dad. Why? Because he tried to draw the best out of us as children. But he did that first by trying to draw the best out of himself. And we looked on, and that motivated us, that inspired us to want to do the same. All you dads out here, some of you might know I had the great pleasure to be on Dr. Taylor Marshall's podcast. I guess he's number one in the Catholic world, and so it was a great honor to do that. But it was awesome. And please, it's at our parish website. It's at our parish Facebook page. It's "I'm a Roman Catholic Man," or you could just Google Taylor Marshall. But listen to it. I think it was a powerful hour that we spent together. But I spent a lot of time geeking out about you. I did. I talked a lot about you. I'm your spiritual father, right? And I am so proud of this family. This family who has decided, each one of you, to not go half-hearted into this faith of ours, to not put your toe in the water, but to go all in, to accept what God, the Father, so desperately wants to give us, the power of the Holy Spirit. And then I talked about this. You can see it. I actually talked about our wonderful time we always have every weekend out in the narthex after Mass. I said, you can cut the fruit of the Holy Spirit with the knife. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. Why? Because I think, and I attribute it to this, I think we worship well. And when you do that, and this is the way I put it, I said, when you're worshiping in this awe and wonder, you get to a point when you're here at the Mass where you look up here and you go, I guess that is God. I guess that is God. And that has implications, ramifications, consequences. It inspires us to what? To be the children of God we're called to be. And I call that we've talked about this so many times because I think it's so key, it's so essential. That's that fear of the Lord. But fear, God, you're just so amazing. I love you so much. And for me in these recent years, I call him Abba. it's translated to Papa. I often call him Dad. Daddy. I let God, and I hope you do too, I let God the Father just hold me. Just that, nothing else. He's a dad. You know, a lot of you have children you're holding right now. But a dad that holds you and then beckons you to go out and make a difference in the world. And so when you get to that point where you go, I guess that is God, then you say to yourself, okay, that means that God wants me to make a difference in the world, first with my family, like my dad did. I mean, he just invested himself in everything. Yeah, that's what I pointed out too. I said, look at those first Christians. The people looked on, and they grew so fast. Why? Everybody wanted in. Because look at them. They're just so invested in everything, in everybody. They see need, they take care of it. Of course they do that. And they did it with great joy. Why? Because understanding all this, understanding who we are, allowing God, Abba, Papa, Daddy, to hold us in His arms, gives us a joy that is indescribable. Remember we talked about the recent studies of suicide rates, and this one was on women. And it talked about practicing Christians have a far less suicide rate. But among practicing Catholics versus practicing Protestants, 7 times lower. It's almost nothing. Why? Because you get to a point like this where you go, well, I'm a child of God. And all I want to do is please Him. And so I'm just going to take care of things. I'm just going to help. I'm just going to share my joy, my love, my peace, my patience, my kindness, my generosity, my self-control. I'm just going to burst forth with all this fruit. I've red-pilled. Modern expression, aha, epiphany, I get it. That's what life's all about. And so you found it. Meaning, purpose, and that joy. Today we celebrate Father's Day. I always like to put up this time Great Dads Matter on social media. This morning I found a beautiful picture of God the Father, and above it I put Great Dads Matter. I love you, and if you watch that interview, you're going to see how much. I'm your spiritual father, and I do my best. We do our best. But that inspiration, that motivation to do the best that we can only come if we let God the Father in. Let Him hold you. Let Him love you. Call Him Dad. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.